Welcome to the Direct Sellers Podcast, the podcast for direct sellers who are ready to get uncomfortable, build their business, and grow a team while changing the face of the direct sales industry. I'm your host, Rachel Perry. Join me as we get real and talk about all the things you need to kick some serious direct sales booty. From overcoming limiting beliefs to sharing the exact strategies you need to attract the right people who become customers and beg to join your team. I've got you covered, girl. I'm going to be your new BFF when it comes to balancing life and kids while building your direct sales business with poise, peace of mind, and of course, a good set of fake eyelashes. Let's get started. Hello, my beautiful friends. Welcome back to another episode of the Direct Sellers Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Perry. I hope that where you are right now is a much brighter day. I am sitting by my office window and it is pouring outside. It is just one of those days where you just want to curl up, get a book, get under the blanket, turn that fire on, except it's kind of warm here, and just read. Like that's kind of the vibe I'm going for. And unfortunately, we've got stuff to do this afternoon and that is not going to be happening, but that's okay because it's all good. So you guys, I want to share with you today some tips that I use to help me with my mindset shifts. So you're always going to be dealing with that inner mean girl, okay? She's always going to be there. It's just how we handle her that is important. So like, if you're like, I just need to get rid of her. I mean, we need to quiet those thoughts and quiet what she's saying in our minds. And I'm going to share with you three tips that I personally have been using. One in particular I'm giving it rave reviews because it's really helping me. And we're going to dive in because, you know, we haven't talked about mindset in a while. And mindset really is the most important thing that you need to focus on when building a business. And we can get really busy with all the things that we're doing and all the tasks that we need to do and moving that needle in our business. But if we're not taking the time to really work on our mindset, it gets to the point. I just had this idea in my head as I was talking. That's why I paused. It's like a cup, right? We talk about filling our cup or filling our bucket all the time. But when you don't work on your mindset, it's almost like we can do all these things that move the needle in our business or show up and serve and sell and recruit. But if we're not working on our mindset, we're not filling our bucket. And it gets to be really challenging at times. And I realized that I had been doing this. And actually, I'm also noticing, and we can talk about this because we're girls, okay? I'm noticing, I'm kind of keeping an eye on this. Like a lot of, for me, it's cyclical. So I could just be because I am in my late 40s. Okay. And so things are changing maybe, but I'm noticing that there with my sort of where my emotional well-being and state is tends to be different during the month, certain times of the month, which can we just be real about that? Like that is not fair. Like guys don't have to deal with this. And I'm not a hater of men. You know that. That sounds like I love men all the time. Like, hey, I'm a man lover. That's not what I mean. And I'm going to stop talking about that because I feel like this whole conversation could just go down the wrong way. But seriously, right? Like, why do we have to deal with this stuff? It's kind of annoying. It is kind of annoying. Anyway, we're not talking about that. I mean, I do think that there's so much research to back this up that when you are certain times of the month, you're more productive and other times you're not as productive and there are better times to do certain things. I can't keep track of that. Like, it's a miracle if I'm like, okay, I know that I'm starting my period this week. Okay. Like that's, and thank goodness for my app. Okay. Cause that's the only way I know. So, but we're not talking about our cycles today. I mean, we can. Like, if you want to chat about that sometimes, like, I'm here for it. But today, I really want to just share these three tips because I do think that if you're not taking care of your mindset, you're not keeping your mind in the right place, that it does become harder. And I'm saying this from experience because I have had weeks recently where I just feel really down, or I am scrolling social media and I start getting depressed. And who knows why? It's probably because I looked at someone else who is a competitor or who is in the same industry who's seemingly doing so well. And, you know, we compare ourselves to other people. And have you noticed that whenever you compare yourself, the person you're comparing yourself to is always living their best life? Like, they have everything going for them. They clearly do not have any issues, right? Like, we paint this picture in our minds, like everything is easy for them. They don't have to work hard. People just love them. People just love them. It has nothing to do with how hard they're working, right? Like, in our minds, we the grass is always greener. Their life is always perfect, which is not true. And those are all lies. But I want you to know the five techniques that I have been using to help with my mindset. And I really am going to encourage you. You can try all three of them. One might resonate more than the other. Start with one and practice it. That's something that I am realizing I don't do enough of, is practicing the technique. And one of these strategies or techniques I have been practicing, and it's becoming so natural to me. And it's helping. Like, it's crazy how much I'm shutting down the noise, shutting out that noise in my mind. So that's going to be the last one I talk about. But the first one, and if you've been in any of my trainings, you may have heard this before, but it's called the so what if. The so what if technique. So oftentimes when we are getting ready to do something new, and I'm going to tell you, if you, the inner mean girl in your mind is getting real loud, like she's telling you all these negative things about you, about how you can't do this, about all the bad things about you, you may be getting ready to step into a higher version of yourself. Whenever we do new things, whenever we get uncomfortable, that's when this inner mean girl, like, she ups the ante and she goes all in. And a lot of it is because you are up leveling. Some of it might just be that you're in this pattern of sort of negative thinking. And that's also something that we're going to talk about today. And these three techniques will help with that. So the so what if technique is basically, we tend to sometimes think of the worst things possible. Like, what if I fail, or what if they say no, or what if I don't make the sales that I need to make this month, or what if my team doesn't perform, they don't work? What if we think like that, right? And it's always a bad thing. Like, what if they don't get any sales this month, and then I won't get paid at director, and then what's going to happen, because then I'm not going to have the money to pay for the bills, and then I'm not, right? And we tend to get into this, like, catastrophic, I don't think it's catastrophic thinking, but you know what I mean? It's just this doomsday thinking, right? Like, everything is going to be terrible. And that's the energy we then bring to our business and to our lives. And that energy is not conducive for having success, for building success, for making success. What that does is that bogs us down. Instead, I want you to look at it with these words. So what if, dot, 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 dot. Okay. So what if my team doesn't make their sales goal this month? We're going to try again next month. So what if I'm unable to get a party on my calendar? I'm going to try a different technique, or I'm going to try something else. So what? By talking like this, by speaking to these thoughts, we're taking away that power we're giving the negative outcome. Okay. And we're kind of being real about it and knowing that it's okay if these things happen. Like, so what? So what if someone says no to you? So what if you don't get five new people this month on your team? So what? So next month, you're going to try a different strategy. Next month, you're going to do something else. Next month, you're going to step up. Not that you didn't step up this month, but next month you're going to do something else. Next month you're going to reach out and get some help from a coach. Next, whatever it is, nothing is awful. Like, we put so much pressure on ourselves. This is why my program, No Pressure Direct Seller, is so dear to my heart, because it's not just about the high pressure sales techniques. It's also about the pressure we put on ourselves. And I talk about this in both of my programs. Like, it doesn't need to be this way. If you don't make your sales goal this month, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. You're going to learn. If you have a failure, it's going to be okay, because you're going to learn. All these things, if everything happened the exact way we wanted it to, we would not become the higher version of ourselves that we are meant to become. You are meant to step into this higher level of you. Okay. And the way to do that is by trying new things and by failing and by making mistakes. And we put so much pressure on ourselves to be perfect and for every single thing we try to work out. And it doesn't. It won't. And that's okay. So what if it doesn't work out? The next technique, and I've talked about this before in some of my boot camps, is this, the three C's: catch, cancel, correct. And this kind of goes along with a technique, the technique that I'm going to talk about next. We have to be aware of the thoughts that are going through our mind. And sometimes they're intrusive thoughts, right? Like this morning I had, well, we'll get to that in a second. I had some weird intrusive thoughts this morning. I hate it when that happens. But sometimes we just have these negative thoughts and they're just on replay in our mind and we don't even notice them. We don't even notice what this inner mean girl is saying to us. It's like constant. It's this track that it's on and it just keeps going, going, going. And we're so used to it that we don't even recognize it. We just believe it. Maybe it's that you're a terrible mom, or maybe it's that you are never going to amount to anything, or maybe it's that you're not enough, or whatever it is. We have these, and you might not even know it right now because it's so ingrained in your mind that it happens all the time. And y'all, just a side note, like, I am clearly not a psychologist. I am not trained in any way about this. This is just my experience that I'm sharing and techniques that I've learned that have helped me. If you ever feel like you need more help, I am a huge advocate of therapy. Therapy makes all the difference, and it's really uncomfortable and scary to do, but when you do it, it's worth it. All right. So anyway, the catch, cancel, correct. So what this technique is focusing on is identifying the thoughts, first of all. So you're catching them. Okay. You're catching them. And sometimes what I have found is, like, at the end of the day, to just reflect on some of the thoughts that have gone through my mind. It does take a little bit of time to get in that space mentally, but reflect on some of the thoughts, or in the middle of the day, or whenever, in the morning, whatever, some thoughts that happen that go through your mind a lot. Like my daughter, my 15-year-old, she's almost 16. Not yet. Don't rush it, Rach. She struggles with body image, as I think many teenage girls do, and even teenage boys. And so probably something that is going on a loop in her mind is, I'm fat. I remember that too at her age, just always thinking that I was fat. And it's so hard because she's not, right? She's healthy. She looks great, but she doesn't see that. But so she's hearing this loop, I'm fat, I'm fat, I'm fat, I'm fat. And what she needs to do, and what we need to do with the negative thoughts that we have, is catch it. Hold on, wait a second. That's not the truth. You tell yourself, whoa. You know, like, as a teacher, I would, when I took my kids out to recess, I remember we'd be like, no, you can't run in the hallway. Like, I know you're excited to get outside, but you can't run in the hallway. And so I'd have to, and right when we opened that door, like, the kids from the back of the line would run to the front, right? It's like, oh my gosh, right? Like, or taking your puppy out of the crate and they're so excited. They're opening that, they're walking through that door as you're opening. You're like, whoa, right? You have to catch it. You have to catch that thought before it gets away from you. So catch and then cancel it. So in this case, like, I'm fat, or I'm a failure, or I'm not good enough, or whatever it is. You're like, no. Cancel. And sometimes you have to say it out loud. I have found that it's way more powerful when you can say it out loud. I realize you can't always say it out loud, because if you're in Target and you're all of a sudden yelling, cancel, there might be some concerned looking people around you. But I want you to cancel it, because it's a lie. That thought is a lie. And by saying in your mind, even cancel, you're kind of breaking that pattern. You're breaking the pattern. And then I want you to correct it. Now, this is the challenging part, because sometimes you don't know what to say to correct it. Okay. So in my daughter's case, she could correct it by saying, I am a beautiful 15-year-old girl. I am healthy. I am confident. I am special. I have purpose. I light up people's lives. She's correcting it. Not clearly, I'm her mom, so I'm saying these things, but you know what I mean? So if you're saying, I'm not good enough, I am enough, I am a great business owner. I have purpose. I am going to see success, or I am successful. Don't say I'm going to see success. I am successful. Okay. You've got to correct it. That is the key piece of this. We've got to start changing the words, the thoughts that are going through our mind. We've got to change them and make them more positive. How great would it be if you're just doing, you know, you're just working on your computer and the thoughts that are going through your mind are all positive? Don't you think you would show up to life differently, to parenting differently, to your business differently? Yeah, for sure. So that's the catch, cancel, correct. Now, this last one, I got this idea from my coach. She had asked if we had any guilt, any mom guilt. No. Yeah, I think it was mom guilt. And she goes, what do you have mom guilt about? She was asking on her stories. And I'm like, everything. And so she reached out and she said, okay, Rachel, give me specifics. What are the specifics? And I listed off the specifics. Like, I don't feed them right. I don't teach good eating habits. They have too much freedom with electronics. And by that, I just mean we don't have restrictions on the amount of time that they spend. They are not allowed on social, or at least the youngest one isn't now. The older two, they're 16 and 18, but anyway, or 17. But there was a list. And if you are a mom, or even just listen, as women, I think we face and deal with a lot of guilt. We just do. And so my sister has always said, I don't subscribe to mom guilt. And I used to be like, you don't subscribe to mom guilt? And maybe part of me was like, well, I do. And that just makes me a great mom. Like some kind of distorted belief that because I'm allowing myself to just think about all the bad things and all the ways that I've messed up as a mom, that makes me a better mom. Well, that's just a stupid lie, right? Like, come on. No, my sister's onto something there. My sister is onto something there. And so as I was sharing all the things that I feel guilt about, my coach reached out to me and she was like, okay, Rachel, I want you to try this. And I'm telling you this now, okay? So if you ever feel guilt or you ever compare yourself to other people, everyone raises their hand here, this is going to work. So she said, imagine you're at a restaurant. You're in a restaurant, okay, and you're sitting down and you open your napkin and you take out your fork and your knife, you know, and you set it up, you're ready for your food. And then this cutie pie waiter comes on over and he's like, here's your fork. And you're like, oh, I already have a fork. Okay. You say, what do you say? You say, no, thank you. No, thank you. I'm good. I already have one. Because you already have one. You don't need another fork. In fact, they give you two forks. So you're really good. You don't need any more. You are set. You have exactly what you need. Okay. So when the cutie pie waiter comes over and says, here's your fork, you just say, no, thank you. Thanks, but no thanks. Thanks, but no thanks. Now I want you to think about your intrusive thoughts. Okay. These intrusive thoughts. So I was telling you that I had some intrusive thoughts this morning, and I don't really know what the definition of intrusive thoughts is, but I know what intrusive means. And these are thoughts that just like pop in your head. And for me personally, they're often like dire. Like today I started worrying about, this is so morbid, but like my husband dying. I'm like, if he dies, what am I going to do? Like, am I going to be able to, you know, access all the accounts? Like no idea where this is even coming from. Anyway, the intrusive thoughts that I was having before were about mom guilt. Like as I would lay down to go to sleep, I'm like, oh my gosh, how is my son going to survive college? Like, is he ever going to, did I prepare him enough? Am I being a good enough mom? Do I give them too much time? All those thoughts. Instead, I'm going to think of the fork and I'm going to go, thanks, but no thanks. Thanks, but no thanks. And let me tell you, when I first heard this idea, my coach was talking to me about this, literally, I felt like that's all I was saying in my mind. Thanks, but no thanks. Thanks, but no thanks. Thanks, but no thanks. Thanks, but no thanks. Right? Well, I feel like I've got a hold on this now. And it really is, it's canceling it out for me. These thoughts are canceling that. There's a visual that I can attach my mind to. And I'm literally saying, thank you, but no thank you. And off he goes. Off he leaves. He's not upset or anything. He just walks away. Okay. Off he goes. And that's what I do with these thoughts, these intrusive thoughts. So today, I guess because I'm not having the mom guilt thoughts, it was about my husband dying. There's a morbid thought. So I was like, yeah, thanks, but no thanks. Thanks, but no thanks. Thanks, but no thanks. And it literally made all the difference. So I'm going to challenge you to use that with these thoughts that you're having, like, I'm not good enough. Everyone else is doing a great job. All these thanks, but no thanks. You're good. You don't need that. Thanks, but no thanks. So let me recap these three techniques. And then listen, I want to hear if these resonate with you. There are so many different ways to get in touch with me. Instagram is the best because that's where I love to be, but I'm trying to be better about Facebook. So come find me. All the links are in the notes. So reach out because I want to hear if this works. But the first technique is the so what if, rather than the what if, it's so what if. The second one is the catch that thought, cancel and correct it. And then the last one is the no, thank you. Like, no, I don't need another fork. No forks. I'm good. No more forks. So I hope these are helpful to you because they certainly have been to me. And when we can get a hold of our mindset and be thinking more positively, it's not even just a positive mindset. It's just canceling those negative thoughts. It makes all the difference to your life, to your business. And that's what I'm here to help you do, is to build business that makes you money, where you feel like a success because you are a success. So again, let me know how you feel about these, if any of them worked. I hope you have an incredible rest of the day. I adore you. I will see you next week for another episode of the Direct Sellers Podcast. That's it for this episode of the Direct Sellers Podcast, but our fun doesn't have to end now. You'll catch me hanging out over on Instagram between episodes, and I'd love for you to join me. So hop into my DMs. I promise you're not getting any hey girl messages, and I promise I'm not going to be asking you to weirdly buy anything. Send me the message podcast so I can send you my free 90-day action planner, because who doesn't love a good template?